is a lot of brass instruments, and it can show that it's a lot of brass instruments. What I really like about it is that there are certain times when you go listen to a brass band concert where it doesn't sound like 11 trumpets playing on the 50-yard line.
So there's more restraint in this style than in some other types of brass bands.
Absolutely. There's a lot more rounded sounds and a lot more softer colors that you can pull from the entire ensemble versus some other brass bands.
Tell us about that characteristic and the Holst piece we have all queued up.
What you're going to hear is the second movement of Holst's work called A Moorside Suite, which is the nocturne or lullaby movement, and it really shows off the fact that all these cornets and tenor horns and tubas can play at such a mellow sound that it really creates that lullaby feeling that you get when you have that.
Adam, you say you love this style of band and your own band because it can do everything. Why do you say that?
Well, I think there's a couple different reasons that I can say that. One, I've performed concerts where I've done almost everything, and it's big enough that it has all the colors of an orchestra to be able to do orchestral transcriptions, but it's also small enough where you can perform jazz or some wind band works, you know, things of that nature, some more poppy things as well.
How do you like the Twin Cities Brass Band recording of Fire in the Blood?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. It shows a brilliant work originally written for brass band that's not a transcription. That is one of the situations where it's very in your face, but it still has that little bit of restraint to it. It's really nice.
Players are asked to do something pop or jazzy. How do they react?
You know, and they're all really, really high-level caliber musicians, but they really get a kick out of it. We did a piece called The Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book for a tuba solo, and it was absolutely done phenomenally well. It starts with some jazzy trumpet lines and then goes into this, almost old-timey jazz tuba solo. They really got a kick out of it.
It seems like you do a lot of thematic concerts.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to have a theme for each and every concert that I put on, whether it's a Celtic theme. I did a historically thematic material concert. I've done video game music concerts. I've done pretty much everything.
Do audiences react to that well?
Yeah, they do, because it's almost like you know what you're getting into when you go into the concert. When you see a concert poster that says brass from the past, you know there's going to be brass music that's a little older that maybe they haven't heard, versus when you see a concert that's entitled Games and Pixels, you know that maybe that's a little bit more pop stuff and some more video game music.
I bet you some of them are thinking, I wonder how he's going to pull this one off.
Absolutely. There is always, especially from an audience perspective, is how is this going to work with this type of ensemble?
Adam, the Twin Cities Brass Band has been in existence only 3 years, but it's got an impressive track record of concerts and different kinds of music that it can perform. But why don't you pick one out and tell us what you love about it?
One of my personal favorites that we've done is Percy Fletcher's tone poem called A Labor and Love. Historically significant when the brass banding went into what we refer to as athletic divisions in a high school. They had a championship division for all of these different brass bands that came around, and this was the piece that everyone had to perform and essentially perform against each other. When we started working on this, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it, but by the end of it, the lines that we were able to produce and the colors that came from this tone poem were so phenomenal that I just absolutely fell in love with it, and it's one of my most favorite pieces to ever work on.
Twin Cities Brass Band is a British-style brass band that performs music composed for brass bands, plus music adapted from other idioms. We've been speaking with artistic director Adam Hilly. For information about the Twin Cities Brass Band, the web address is twincitiesbrassband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.